The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are nearing the end of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. So our Lord has been serving publicly for over 2 years, working many, many miracles, healing the sick, setting people free from evil spirits. Is it not surprising that here's this blind man on the side of the road begging, and our Lord is surrounded by all his disciples? Not one of them says, "Oh my gosh, right, here's a blind man, Lord, you can heal him." Even after the man cries out, they rebuke and be quiet. We're trying to follow Jesus. We're trying to listen to Jesus. Luke is sending a message. There will be the tendency until the end of time to not be attentive to the poor, the weak, the sick, to not draw them to Jesus as he calls us to, because we're trying to follow Jesus. He comes to us constantly. And yet now the roles are reversed. Instead of Jesus passing by in the flesh, he's coming to us in the flesh, in the broken, the weak, the poor, the lame. And he's saying to us, "Have mercy on me." There's a guy named Dennis. I actually just saw him 2 minutes ago. I speak to him almost daily. He's a homeless man who comes here often. And he reminds me constantly in these little subtle ways that our Lord is working in and through him. A week ago, he asked me for a card to Rite Aid. I went and I got it for him. I gave him this card. And the man, there's some mental instability. He walks the streets. He lives on the streets. I hand him this card and he says to me, "Father," no, he doesn't call me father, "Mr. Jeremy, don't worry. I won't be like the other 9. There were 10 lepers who were cured. One of them came to give thanks. I close with this. Oh, and what I was going to say. He was walking the streets for 2 years before I ever reached out to him. Mother Teresa, only in heaven will we see how much we owe to the poor for helping us to love God better because of them.